This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Epic Education. Epic is the leading digital reading platform for kids 12 and under. Epic's collection of 40,000 plus popular books, audiobooks, and videos from over 250 of the world's best publishers includes favorites like Pete the Cat, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Big Nate, and more. Epic School is free to teachers. More information and pricing for Epic School Plus and Epic Family can be found at getepic.com.
Hey, welcome back to ISTE 2023 live here in Philly with the EduTech Guys. And we have someone in our seat right now. We're going to let her tell us where she's from, what she does, all that kind of
stuff. Awesome. Hi, I'm Katie, and I'm the Educator Relations Manager at Epic. I actually got a new title, Senior Educator Relations Manager and Partnerships.
Oh, wow.
So my background is in education. Graduated from UT Austin with bilingual ed. Cool. I was a dual immersion teacher, taught third grade in Sunnyvale, California. And then I moved into the ed tech sphere and joined Epic about 2 years ago. And with Epic, I work with our ambassador program. I work on ed tech partnerships. And also, we're developing our new product, Epic School Plus, that we're launching in August. But I'm on the team for that too. So a lot of different hats, just as when I was a teacher back in the classroom, and a lot of different hats at Epic too.
Yeah. So talk about what Epic is and what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Epic is the largest digital reading app for kids 12 and under. We have 40,000 amazing books, videos, audiobooks, and books that kids are really actually wanting to read. Mm-hmm. So like Pete the Cat, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, you know, things like big blockbuster books. Also a bunch of nonfictions like Nat Geo. And we also create our own books in-house, our Epic Originals. Our most popular titles are Cat Ninja. It's the Cat and a Ninja, right? Can't go wrong.
That's right. Cat Ninja.
Yep. So we have Epic School, which is totally free for teachers to use Monday to Friday, 7 to 3 in the classroom.
Yeah.
So for teachers and students, it's totally free. And then we also have our new product, which I'll talk about a little bit more about later, but it's called Epic School Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And Epic School Plus is a paid product for schools and districts to purchase to allow students to have 24/7 access. So it's something teachers have been asking for us about for years, so we're excited to offer that now.
I think it's very cool. As far as I'm aware, and I'm just going to have to go with that, that's the first time I've heard of anybody had a platform that had the time of day, I hate to call them restrictions, but the accessibility,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that you can, you know, this is only, you're only going to use this basically during school.
Yeah, yeah. So that originated because we started off at Epic as a consumer product.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something our co-founder and our CEO were really passionate about, was bringing kids, books to kiddos all over at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, something that we saw at our company was teachers were starting to use it. They were starting to buy the consumer product, using it with their students. And then, of course, during the pandemic, that skyrocketed our use.
Sure, sure.
So at some point, right before the pandemic, we decided, hey, let's just offer it to our schools. We are passionate about teachers. Half of the employees at Epic were former educators anyway. So all of us were really advocating for just getting into school for free, which is how we got that specific to school time restriction.
Sure.
But now, finally, again, a lot of people have been asking for us to offer some sort of paid subscription for schools and districts. I mean, the main thing for that was teachers and students want to be reading after 3 o'clock. Schools don't all end at 3, and there's after school programs, homework, weekends, summer slide, you know, a lot of different use cases for reading outside of the school hours. And we know, of course, that not all families are able to afford this family subscription. So we're hoping that this School Plus is going to address that equity piece and then allow for students to all have access.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this School Plus, Epic Plus, which we'll talk about in a second. Let's talk about the data that was collected, and let's talk about the usage in the classroom.
Yeah.
And there's that end of it. Like, we started seeing it being used this way. And we can provide this, and this. Because it's not all just about providing books. It's about how do I use it in the classroom? How are the students going to use it? So is that? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. The majority of what we've seen, so we recently polled our teachers, got a bunch of stats back on how our educators are using Epic in the classroom. We found that 4 out of 5 Epic educators are using it for independent reading.
Okay.
So that's like a really big use case when we're envisioning, when I was a teacher and I used Epic in my own classroom, a lot of the times when we're doing reading rotation groups, so let's say I'm working with a group of students for my small group, and then we've got kiddos doing the Daily Five, kiddos doing some, you know, Words Their Way, anything like that, Epic is usually one of those options. From my experience and teachers that I've talked to before, kids are like, Epic, Epic, Epic. Every day they're like, I just want to read on Epic. And one of the reasons for that is because Epic allows you to choose whatever you want to read. Like, of course, we have restrictions on suggested books that are within their grade range, within their reading level range. But kids have that autonomy of choice, and I think that's why kids love it so much. So a lot of the times it's independent reading. We also see teachers use it for research projects. A really big one is... The story I always like to tell is in my third grade class, we would do, our whole third grade team would do a writing about nonfiction animal adaptations.
Okay.
So then all the kids choose an animal. We all go to the library. Now, what happens when you're the last class, the last third grade class to hit the library? All the books are gone.
Right.
So on Epic, what's so exciting is we have a ton of nonfiction books as well, in addition to our like super exciting chapter books and fiction books. But we have a plethora of nonfiction books, and then students are able to all be reading about snakes. Like every single kid wanted to do megalodons that year.
Sure.
I'm sure you remember that spike of megalodons.
Yeah.
So all kids were reading about megalodons. There's like 2 books in the library. So on Epic, there's like a variety. They're all at different levels. Kids can be collaborating, reading the same topic at different levels, and then collaborating on their research project. So research is another really big one, independent reading. And I think those are just our main use cases. Now on Epic, we also have other things like assignments. So teachers can assign certain books to students to read, whether it's in a small group or a large group. We also have quizzes at the end of most of our books. So they're comprehension quizzes or vocabulary building quizzes. And then we also have some other like tools like dictionary lookup to help vocabulary building.
Cool. So all of that, let's talk about Epic Plus.
Yeah.
So what's the move? What's the difference? Or where are we going with Epic
Plus? Yeah, absolutely. So with Epic School Plus, now teachers, again, have access and students have access 24/7. So what we're really envisioning is teachers are now able to assign reading for homework. I know a lot of teachers, including myself back when I was in the classroom, homework in my third grade class, part of it was read 20 minutes a day. And then sometimes they have a reading log. Sometimes it's, you know, you check it on Epic. But now if all students have access to Epic, that can be a part of your daily routine for homework.
Sure.
So that's one of them. We also, on Epic School Plus, offer downloadable books. So that means if a student does not have access to Wi-Fi at home, they can download that book at school, bring that tablet one-to-one device home, and then continue reading at home. So that's also another, just, we're imagining using that at home.
That's a beautiful equity piece.
It's
time for us to start thinking about that.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of touches on a question I had rolling. Epic School and Epic School Plus, is it its own reader platform, its own app?
It'll be the same.
How does that work
on the product side?
Yeah.
It'll be the same app and the same website. It's just what on the licensing side, on our back end, whatever that means, they'll provision it in a certain way to where your school district or school, if you purchase it, will now have access 24/7.
Right.
But it's easy because it's the same exact product. So as a teacher or as a student, you're using it. It feels exactly the same. You just now have downloadable books available. Now you have it 24/7. And something else I didn't mention is it's double the content. So with Epic School Free, we have 20,000 books, which is already a lot.
Right.
And now with Epic School Plus, it'll be 40,000.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So the question that a superintendent asks, or a principal, or you know, even a teacher, rollout time. How hard is it to, what does it take for me to get this into my classroom and start using it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are launching on August 1st. So this is going to be our first cohort of teachers and districts and schools on Epic School Plus. Our product team is working super hard to get everything ready. We're already at the finish line. And our sales team has been super diligent as well. So basically, if you were to go onto our website, which I'll go ahead and say at getepic.com /school plus, mm-hmm. fill in a pricing quote in just a couple days or less. You'll hear back from our sales team. We can get that conversation started, and then we'll provision everything ready to go in the summer. And then come August 1st or even sooner, potentially, maybe late July, your school will have access.
So Interface for Teachers, do they get to build their classes inside it and everything like that?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They can handle everything right there in the cloud.
In the cloud.
Do we still say that? In the cloud.
Yeah. So basically, you get to create your own classes. Some teachers like to add all their roster in. Of course, adding a roster is really easy. You can also integrate it with Google Classroom. Mm-hmm. So once your roster is in there, a lot of teachers like to create their reading groups. You can specify different groups, and then everything just gets in there.
So once a teacher has their students in their classes set up, and they start assigning work or letting the students choose their assignments, what we were talking about data earlier, what is the data that the teachers are able to track in terms of, like, you, one of the things you said, you know, one of your requirements was 20 minutes of reading.
Yeah.
Is that being tracked in Epic?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so what are some of the data
points?
What are
those metrics?
Yeah.
So whenever you've got your class, you can go to, oh, I wish I had a visual with me, but it's all right. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
But basically, you go into your teacher account dashboard, mm-hmm. and you can see your roster of all of your students. You'll be able to see how many minutes they're reading, what books they're reading, and then that will tell you what topics are they interested in. I know a lot of teachers, they'll see, interesting, all my students are reading about wolves. Like, maybe I should do a lesson on wolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something that also inspires lessons later on.
Sure.
But yeah, number of minutes, number of books read, how long they're spending inside of each book, which books they're just browsing and which books they're actually reading all the way. And then, of course, they've got quizzes. So if there's quizzes at the end, what was the score on the quiz? Did they take the quiz? What about the assignments? Did you assign them something and did they go ahead and read it, or have they skipped it? You can check in on that. And that's all data that the teacher is able to see.
Yeah.
And with School Plus, we'll be able to aggregate all that data, so then the district or school administrator would be able to see that at a school level.
That's beautiful. So I have to ask you this question. How many times a day or a week do you think, man, I'd like to be back in the classroom?
I truly, like, dream about the classroom all the time. I don't know if other former teachers experience this, but I am really lucky that I get to work so closely with our ambassadors, for example. Like, at ISTE right now, I just met with three of our ambassadors yesterday. They had presentations about Epic, so I was able to go give them goodies for their classroom, give them goodies for their presentation. So it still feels like I work very closely with teachers and students.
That's a great litmus test to find out that, I can see myself go back, because this excites me, my job. This part of education.
Absolutely. It's like finding a balance between the two.
Right.
Like, I feel like y'all are sitting in this best of both worlds here. Like, getting that innovation, but also still being in the classroom working with kiddos.
Yeah. But you know, you are too.
Oh, go ahead.
So polite.
You are too. Like you said, working with your ambassadors.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ability to take all this stuff you would like to do and share it with them and know that they're going to just spread it. That's a lot of fun.
Well, that's kind of where I was going.
Yeah.
You know, one of the cool things about being a former educator, you know, with an organization like Epic School, is that you get to take what you had learned and what you had implemented
100%.
And share, but also the things that maybe, for whatever reasons, whether it was the administration wouldn't go for XYZ, or it just, for whatever reasons, you couldn't necessarily implement something in your own classroom, you know, you can turn around and inspire the other teachers who can.
Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, hey, you should try this.
This is a good idea.
I couldn't
idea.
Do that, but you can do that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Why didn't I think of that? No.
Well, there's a lot
so
of that,
true.
Too.
The more I work with these ambassadors, the more I'm like, wow. And just being at these types of conferences, I'm like, I wish I knew about this amazing technology when I was in the classroom.
Yes, yes.
Truly, it's a very exciting space to be in.
And then you also get the feedback from those who are using the products and who have those experiences that may be completely different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that feedback ends up being growth. Well, heck, I mean, you even said, you know, like with Epic School
Plus. Yeah, this was 100% based on that feedback.
So, you know, as you get that feedback from this and whatever else comes down the line, as folks are, you know, suggest features or, you know, hey, well, I would really love it if it did X, Y, Z, then that's the things you can take back to your folks and say, hey, what's this look like? What might this look like? Is this something we think we could implement? And if it turns out you can, and then everybody gets to benefit from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of feedback, it's just amazing being in that booth because the amount of teachers that just come up and just say, hey, I love you guys. Like, it's such a nice feeling. I always frequently think I feel guilty. Like, I wish the rest of my company could be here and experience all the magic that we're creating for these teachers and just feel that energy in the booth. It's really amazing.
And isn't it cool to be a part of a company where that's the response?
Yeah,
versus
we
like,
are truly
versus,
loved.
You know, the opposite, yes. You know. Because you know there are other companies out there that are like, listen.
I need to talk to you. It's just love.
And the real fun part is when they just go by and go, hey, but you, you guys love it, and they don't stop. That should let you know that they're so happy with it.
They don't have anything to say. I actually have to flag them and be like, hey, letting you know we have this new product. And then they're like, wait, that was the only thing I was wanting.
We're happy with you. Yeah, that's really
it's
good.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, Katie, so if folks want to know more, find out information, give that website address.
Check us out at getepic.com/schoolplus to learn more information about our new product, Epic School Plus. And of course, just getepic.com for any other information about our family product, Epic Family, or our free product, Epic School.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great rest of the ISTE conference.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Epic Education. Epic is the leading digital reading platform for kids 12 and under. Epic's collection of 40,000 plus popular books, audiobooks, and videos from over 250 of the world's best publishers includes favorites like Pete the Cat, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Big Nate, and more. Epic School is free to teachers. More information and pricing for Epic School Plus and Epic Family can be found at getepic.com. This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.